Christ to the Nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the fifth chapter of 1 Peter. Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. The woman was washing dishes. Suddenly, with a coffee cup in her hand, she stopped. She asked herself, how many times have I washed this cup? Knowing that cup had been used daily for years, she gave up trying to calculate. Instead, she asked, is this all there is to life? The lady set down the cup, went to her bedroom, packed a small suitcase, and quietly walked out the front door. Compelled by worry and fear, she left her husband and children and drove off into the night. That evening, from an undisclosed location, she called her husband and told him that she was physically all right, but she just couldn't face her life and she wasn't coming home. In that, and all subsequent calls, her husband assured her that he loved her and wanted her back home. She declined. Worry and fear had a stranglehold on her. Eventually, the husband hired a private investigator to locate his wife. It was easy enough for him to find her. She was in a budget motel in a city about 200 miles away. The husband went for a drive. He knocked on the door of his wife's room. The lock turned and the door slowly opened. His wife looked at him in silence and fell sobbing into his embrace. Days later, he asked, I am glad you're home. I wouldn't change anything. But I've wondered. When I called you, I invited you back. I told you I loved you, but you wouldn't come back. What changed? The wife had known the question would eventually come, and she had her reply at the ready. She said, when you called, I heard words. When you showed up, I knew how much you loved me. You had sought me out. You had come for me. There is a similarity between that story and the work of our Savior. You see, Jesus became one of us so we might be forgiven, so we might be saved. He showed his compassion and concern for us in the life he led, in the death he died, and in the resurrection which offers eternal life and everlasting peace to all, who with repentant hearts are turned to him as their Redeemer, their Substitute, their Savior and Friend. That is what I want you, wherever you are, whatever you are doing, to know. Jesus offers his assistance in life's frustration and fears, pains and problems, difficulties, distresses and discouragements. Put all your trust in the Savior whose love is shown in words and actions. We pray. Dear Lord, I know that I have many shortcomings. Accept the praises of a forgiven sinner who recognizes your grace as shown in your words and Jesus' life. In his name I pray. Amen.